Hello, hello, hello. It is 1 o'clock p.m. on the dot here on WMFO Medford, your 91.5 freeform radio. Here we got Paranormal Playground Sounds with the Boston Medium. Woo-hoo-wee! How is everybody doing this lovely, lovely afternoon? Woo! Woo, woo, woo. Wicked excited for 2 hours of so much fun, okay? I can't even begin to even tell you the amount of fun we're gonna have on this show because of all the things that I've cooked up, all the plans that I've cooked up. Oh my goodness. And like I said, right after we do the guided meditation, the lines are open for free medium readings, questions, comments, concerns, anything. Call in. Love to hear from you. The number is 617 Boston. It's Medford. 855-915-9636. Woo! Call in. And we've got two full hours. I'm going to be playing the Little Deuce Coupe Beach Boy album and all summer long Beach Boy album, and then I'll play some of the random, you know, Beach Boy songs, a lot from the Friends album and actually some from their newest album, That's Why God Made the Radio. Why that's happening, you ask? Because I had a dream. Yes, I had a dream last week after I finished talking about how the Beach Boys always come into my dreams telling me messages. Literally that night, I go to sleep, I open up, I literally had a dream about a piece of paper that literally, it was folded. I unfolded it like a fortune cookie, and it says, The Beach Boys. And I said, okay. So I know I've been playing a lot of them here, but they communicate a lot with me. So that, you know, it's first come, first serve. That's how it works here. Basically, with the spirit world and the legendary musicians, you know, every Paranormal Playground sound, it's going to be according to the theme and according to exactly what the information I'm getting, whether it's through dreams, whether it's through the signs, whether it's through signals, however it is, it's going to be based on and catered to the connection of the spirits who are coming in, who want to come in and basically voice whatever it is that they want to communicate. And it all has to do with healing. It all has to do with that spontaneous awareness of what it means to heal, but also to trust. And knowing the signs and knowing, because every time I come here and I'm playing music or I'm doing a meditation, I'm trusting in spirit that they're guiding me and sending me the message of what it is. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's worked so far. I mean, I don't know what the feedback and how you're feeling if you tune in every week, but basically with me, I've been having a very, very successful time energetically. I feel very expansive when I leave here. I feel very guided, directed. I feel very open. I feel like there is a more of a connected. There's, you know, and so this is how you know that it's working. This is how you know you're on the right track. And I really do believe it has to do with that beauty, 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 beautiful ability to hear and listen. So we're going to get into it. We're going to go into our guided meditation. I have so many things to talk about this 2 hours, and we're going to have so much fun. We've got some beautiful, beautiful Beach Boy music. I mean, this is the Little Deuce Coupe album, and all summer long, they got a lot of these rarities, a lot of these tracks on these albums, particularly, they're a lot more 50-ish. Can I speak correctly? 50s kind of feel very, very much doo-wop-y, very, very much into the kind of 1940s, 1950s, kind of like, you know, a little bit more of like the vocal group harmonies ranging into that kind of era. So they are definitely more a little, definitely 50s out. And I really love it. I love that old 50s. You know, they're all about the cars, all about the sun, all about the surfing, all about just so much innocence in these songs. And, you know, I Get Around is on the Little Deuce Coupe. You know, we got 409. You know, and then, yeah, it's just, it's, I love it. It's just, it's all innocence. I love it. And we're going to be bringing in the summer with this, bringing it all in. So we're going to get right into it. What? Okay. So before I continue with this, I just wanted to bring up, before we start our guided meditation, I wanted to just comment on, I did a meditation this morning, and the meditation that I did, you know, I was asking questions. Okay, what is the message? So now I believe we are going to, every Tuesday, we're going to have angel message of the day. And see, this is beautiful. We're building. We're building as we're going on, you know, as the weeks, as I come here, as I'm getting comfortable at the radio station, as everything's brand new and all this good stuff, spontaneous goodness, as I would like to say it. As I would always like to say, spontaneous goodness. We are going to have an angel message of the day, and I will be sure to ask Spirit, what is the message today? And it was so beautiful. So I do a lot of work, actually, with Jackie Robinson's spirit. I do a lot of work with him. I do so much work with him that I call him my archangel. He reminds me of a very courageous, you know, archangel, kind of like soldier angel in my life. So it was out of the blue. I was going into my meditation and happy new moon. By the way, it is new moon Gemini. So I was going into my new moon Gemini, getting the feel. And so I close my eyes and I'm at a baseball field and I see Jackie Robinson on the field. And he just simply says one thing to me. He says, okay, the message for today is very simple. Get yourself out of the one dimension and expand your mind and expand your horizons. Go beyond. Get out of the 3D, everything that you just see. Get out of it. Get out, expand your mind, and play. Play in the outer space. He was talking about just really seeing outside of every day of what we're usually seeing, and it's see the unknown. So he was encouraging, and that was the message, to try to see the unknown. How beautiful is that, you know? And we do that through when we create art. We do that when we create music. We do that when we create anything. That's in the midst of that energy when we're able to get out and see something we haven't seen before. So he guided me into said, see something and see, but mainly don't just see anything. See a possibility for yourself. So the message was, see a possibility for yourself, something you've never done before. Get outside the box. So right now, we're going to go in, and this is actually a starseed activation music. And we'll go into more about starseeds. I was doing starseed meditations. Like I said, I have so much to talk about. It's great. I'm feeling pumped. I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling good. I hope you are too. So it's the starseed activation, and which I'm going to do right now. And so what is starseed? Starseed is basically connecting with, if you're feeling you're from a different realm, dimension, a different planet, it's basically your extension of your home place, your home base, basically outside the galaxies, outside the cosmos, wherever it is, alien. We're going to be talking about a lot of alien stuff. I did a lot of alien activity the other day. It was awesome. I'm going to talk to you about that, being at WGBH. It's great. Everything is just, woo, so much Spirit gave me. So let's just get into the guided meditation. I know I have so much to talk about, but there's just so much going on, and so excited. So excited. I hope you can feel the excitement. Yay! Okay, let's get into it. So this is going to be the guided meditation. We're going to activate to expand our consciousness, expand our minds, and we are going to see what the universe has for us, something, a gift that maybe we've never done before, getting ourselves outside of a box, getting ourselves outside and really expanding and going for it and connecting with our alien selves, our alien beings, our starseed selves, going back home in outer space. What do you think? Yes. All right. Let's make it happen. Ooh, I like that. Very pretty. Now we're going to take some nice deep breaths in and out as we begin. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Right now, we're just going to work on getting relaxed. We're going to get nice and relaxed. In and out. There you go. go. Very nice. In. And out. Feel the love surrounding you in this moment. Feel all the gorgeousness that is here for you. First, we can feel ourselves grounding. We can feel ourselves getting connected to who we truly are. In and out. In and out. Now we're going to feel ourselves, and with that intention that we have right now, to just let ourselves be free and let ourselves be loose and let ourselves just be connected. We invite all the beautiful realms to come in to join us. The higher realms, the highest and purest realms possible. We here to call out, to connect to our star seed beings, to our true light, and to our cosmic selves, our cosmic beauty that is here with us right now. We are calling right now to connect. Take a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. Feel that warm embrace embracing you all over your body, and feel how much taken care of you are right now in this moment. Your ability to breathe, to see, to smell, all your senses right now. Let's just get really grateful for all of our senses. Oh, these magnificent senses that allow us to do so much in this world, that allow us to experience so much beauty, to experience so much joy, and to experience so much creativity and play. In this moment, we connect back to that gorgeous feeling of play and that gorgeous feeling, that unity we feel when we are one. We are one with spirit, we are one with the earth, we are one with ourselves, and we are one as we create. We open up our hearts to this light that wants to come in. It is a gorgeous light from the galaxy, a gorgeous light from the infinite, a gorgeous light from love. Right now, we feel the love surrounding us right now in this moment. And we are dissolving anything that would have hindered us. We're dissolving anything that would have blocked us. We're dissolving anything that is in the energy or the vibration of fear. We let go of fear and we have courage right now. We have bravery to go through any realms, any doors, anything that wants to open up to us and hug us and give us love. We are courageous to love in this moment, and we are unafraid. Feel into that vibration of how good it feels to be open and receptive to love, to not fear love, to understand that love is not an emotion, to understand that love is a magnificent force that circulates all of life. Breathe in, exhale out. Breathe in and exhale out. Breathe in. And as we are here in this moment right now, feeling joyful, feeling good, we are connecting right now. See yourselves in this beautiful white light, glowing, glowing, glowing. It's glowing so bright that it becomes iridescent, fluorescent, beautiful hues of purple, pink, green, yellow, red, white, orange. All the colors of their chakras, it combines and Voltrons into one. See yourself in a rocket ship. See yourself in this beautiful rocket ship in space, and the stars and the skies. Everything is aligned. You just feel this peace in your heart. You feel this peace like the solar system is in your heart, is in your body. You could feel all the stars and the planets, all the astrological activity going on inside your body, because you understand you're this universe. As you understand that you are this universe, right now, the magic stardust comes and talks to you, surrounds your spaceship, and communicates your greatest that is coming in, communicates your highest potential, communicates your strongest, most playful, most joyous, most beautiful, most compassionate, most love. It is communicating this right now to you. And in the midst of all this energy that you're feeling, the presence comes in. You feel yourself just one with the stardust. You feel yourself just one. Your extension of who you are on planet Earth and your extension of who you are in the galaxies. Connect, communicate, and you are given the gift. It is activated right now that you know. Beyond the box that you are in, you know. Beyond your wildest dreams, you know. Deep breath in. Out. Deep breath in. As you're coming back to Earth, you can feel all the angels surrounding you. All of your angels are here guiding you and protecting you. As you're in space and you come back and you travel back to Earth, they have you. All of your beautiful angels are here with you, loving you, making you feel magnificent, making you feel beautiful right now. Safety. You come back to safety. You come back to safety. You come back to the ground and you remember who you are. You will always remember who you are in the magnificent beauty. The magnificent beauty of the now. We open up and say, thank you, Spirit. I am here for guidance. I am here for messages. I am here for love. I invite you to speak. I am open. I am joyful and I am grateful. Amen. Namaste. Woo-wee. That was just absolutely gorgeous. Thank you, universe, and thank you, Spirit. From this on, and from here and on, it would be a good idea to notice all the magic that happens, all the joy, what's going on, what are the things that are coming in, who are you growing into that you've never seen before, what is this energy that is emerging that is completely brand new, that comes completely from creativity. Here's some great things to think about here. So beautiful. So beautiful, so gorgeous, so gorgeous. Thank you so much for participating. Like I said, the lines are open, 855-915-9636. Call in, chat, whatever you want. Medium reading, let's talk about your paranormal experience. We are here, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Here on MFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And like we said, we got some magical Beach Boys. Yes, we do. Kicking off the summer. And how perfect is this? Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, he was very, very connected to the cosmos, by the way. And that's why it's very, I feel it's very, very extremely appropriate to be playing his songs and be playing his music, because it's just, it all connects. It all connects. And he's a very metaphysical creature. He sings songs about, if you hear his music, it's all about that. It's all about nature. It's all about the metaphysics. And he was in tune. He was in tune with something very supernatural. Love you, Brian. And thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your music. So here we go. This is the next 2 hours of Paranormal Playground Sounds. We, like I said, we got Beach Boys. We got talks of the paranormal. Oh my God, I have so much talks for you. Talks about how I was at WGBH yesterday celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. We're going to talk more about that. Now, I could finally really feel like me, my alien self. It felt great. It was wonderful. It was a great time. And it was a very interesting clip that they showed about, you know, the doc interviewing the wives of the astronauts, all that, and JFK and his involvement. It was really interesting. So check that out. And I'm going to talk about how communicating with animals. Yes, I was communicating with dogs. Last week it was cats. This week it was dogs. Woo-wee. Man, I love it. I love it. It's good. So here we go. We got next on the Little Deuce Coop album. We got Ballad of Old Betsy, Be True to Your School, Car Crazy Cutie, Cherry Cherry Coop, 409. Here we go. Stay tuned. We got your daily PSA and lots of paranormal fun.
Says his school is great. I tell him right. Run, a run, a do run, run, whoa, ho, run, a run, a do run, run, whoa, ho, run, a run, a do run, run, whoa, ho.
Dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would Giddy-up 409. Giddy-up 409.
Giddy-up, giddy-up,
giddy-up 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
To the drag, she really shines.
Giddy up, 409.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four speed dual quad positive traction 409.
Nothing can touch my 409.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back here at Paranormal Playground Sounds. Hope you were enjoying that little ditty from the Beach Boys. That was definitely one of their number one hits. 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dime. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. So, woo! Like I said, okay. Ooh, it is PSA time. Are you guys excited for PSA time? I am. Let's see. I hope I get a PSA. That sounds good. Okay, here we go. Ooh. Here's a good PSA right here. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you for listening to my PSA. So like I said, the line is definitely, most definitely open. So that means call in. Are you listening? Call in. Shout out to my mother who is listening, Miss Maggie. Thank you for listening, Miss Maggie. I know you can hear me. Woo! All right, I'm definitely feeling this. I'm definitely feeling this whole 2 hours. I'm definitely feeling this paranormal kind of flow that's going on. All the things that are just like, ah, give it to me. Give it to me, spirit. Give it to me. Give it to me. So we did the starseed meditation. The starseed meditation was here to, you know, hopefully activate that, the extended higher self, to activate that extended being of which things we cannot see, and to hopefully open up, to have you open up to more of that, into your incredible being, your genius being, your magnificent being that is inside of you that we can't exactly see right now on the surface. See, it's hard for us to see here on the earth plane exactly what that magic is with inside of us, only because of conditioning and all the things we go through, all the illusions that we're kind of constantly trying to flow through or battle through throughout our day. So in that, what that meditation is good for and why it's a good idea to start connecting with your star seed being and starting to connect with that paranormal self has all to do with being able to activate that and see that inside of you, which is that magnificence and which has never been happened before and which is that built into that creativity and kind of help you generate that creativity. So that was the whole message that I got this morning in my meditation. Like I said, I was talking to Jackie Robinson's spirit. And he's one of my main spirit guides. I call him my archangel. And so he was just saying it was very simple. I saw him on the baseball field and he's just like, go beyond possibilities. See something that you've never seen before, but about yourself. Go beyond the limits. Expand your consciousness. So that is the message for today, is expanding your consciousness. So think about ways and how can I expand my consciousness? Well, how could I do that? You know, how do I just see beyond, you know, the what I'm used to seeing on the everyday kind of one-dimensional plane? How do I see beyond that? And one way definitely is through the way you create. What is a way that you can create that opens up the realms? And creating is not just having to do with, you know, paintbrushes and instruments. You know, how you can create through cooking. You know, you can create in so many different ways, in so many different spectrums. There's so many different ways, and that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this conversation, is letting you know, there's not just this one way to create. And that's how we see the worlds beyond that is just, that's not just here. We can see the paranormal and we can see our alien selves come alive. And speaking of alien selves coming alive, yesterday I was at WGBH seeing the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, and it was pretty intense. It was pretty intense in a good way. You know, I could definitely feel the energy and definitely felt very connected with my alien being. And whether, you know, not everyone has to believe in that stuff. Not everybody does, and that's fine. You know, I don't think everybody is connected with that. I don't think everybody, but you know, everyone's connected with something in their own way. If you're feeling it, if you're feeling you're connected with that alien vibe and that alien being, it's there and it's real. I actually had a dream that aliens had told me that they exist and there's some more out here. And I was actually, this is why I am so confident in me knowing that I'm an alien, because I was told that in the dream. I was told that basically, that is one of them, and there's many, many of me like here. There are many aliens here that are walking around, and it's beautiful and it's phenomenal. Hi, Johnny. So just really take that into consideration. This just not just this one-dimensional world. There's so many things out there. And it's my job to report back to you the paranormal experiences and the paranormal things that have been happening this week. So like I said, one of them was the Beach Boy dream where I unfold the paper, and that's why I'm playing all Beach Boy songs, and it said Beach Boys. I said, okay, that's the music I'm going to play. And twice I had two dogs talking to me, and I'm kidding, and both of these had to do right after I was done with meditation. I am not joking. I am not kidding. I'm not making this up. Twice this happened. So I'm sitting down one time outside, and a little black lab comes up to me and just starts, you know, giving me some love. And I asked the owner, what's the dog's name? You know, and she goes, seriously? And so she's like, oh, that means freedom in Gaelic. And I was like, okay, that is serious guidance. I'm on the right track. I'm aligned. And then I was meditating at my parents' house right after I open up my eyes. Cute white, I don't know if it's a lab, whatever they're called, I don't know what kind, but it was this big white dog is just looking at me. And I was a little scared at first because I was like, what the heck is this? He was the cutest thing. And he came to my parents' house. He's just the most friendly. And I felt like his name was Eddie. I felt like he was just talking to me, like I could feel him. So I just had this Dr. Doolittle experience. And then just this morning, I got fist pumped by two different guys that I didn't even know. And I was like, it was good. These are good experiences. And it's amazing. But I was taken back because I was like, wow, this is really synchronistic. Wow, angels are really here. No, and it's not like, and I know angels are here, but it's like, the thing about it is that these experiences are so different all the time that I'm always taken back every time. Because they're so different. Not one is like the other. I never get jaded about this. I never get bored about this. That's what's so fun about going into spirit, opening up to spirit, and being here with spirit. That's what's so fun about this. So call in. 617. Sorry, not the 617. 855-915-9636. Call in, guided live medium reading. Open up. Let's open up to the realms. And it's just been like this the past 2 weeks. And it's really revolved around this idea of the starseed and really connecting to the outer limits. And another interesting experience that I just wanted to briefly talk about before, you know, we go on to our music was that, you know, I was actually went to this Buddhist meditation, and since I've been going to the Buddhist meditation, my consciousness has definitely been open up. It's all about mindfulness and the practice of mindfulness. And I highly, highly, highly recommend this if you are very interested in getting more into the presence. It was all this mind, it was this energy of being mindfulness. I mean, what it's done actually for me is actually that has, it's expanded and it's helped my psyche so much. I've been able to get into the presence in so many different situations and just really remember. And it helps you to really just remember. You know, when we're going through our days and we're having those episodes or we're having that interaction, not that great, pleasant interaction with someone, and you can go back and just, oh, wait a minute, I remember who I am. And it's one of those moments because I do a practice, and it's my own practice. It's my own spiritual practice where I remember. So anyway, just briefly, I just wanted to excitingly tell you about this experience I had when I was doing a meditation. I fell so deep into this meditation that I became the soundboard here. I was inside the soundboard, and I was in an Akashic record where I have this radio show. So if you could please just follow along, this might just kind of be out there, but I'm going to explain it as much as I can so you can follow. So basically my energy, my soul, I had like an astral projection. I left my body and went into the soundboard here at WMFO. I became the soundboard, and I could feel what it was like to turn on the knobs, turn it up and turn it down. And you know, so the knobs on the controller right here, so you have them on the soundboard that goes up and down that controls the sound. Basically, I was in the midst, and I knew what it felt like to come on the air and then go switch to the music. And it felt like a roller coaster. It felt like, whew, it felt like my body just went like, whew, and it felt like the most relaxing, beautiful feeling ever. And I thought that was really interesting, that I knew what it was like to be the soundboard, and I knew what it was like to be the radio, the music emerging into the radio, and I was the frequencies inside the radio. It was so exciting. It was like my mind has never been there before. My mind had never traveled to that kind of consciousness and that experience, but it felt like a revelation, and it felt so good, and it just felt like I knew what it was like to be sound. I knew what it was like to just be pure frequency. Oh, it was exciting. So those are my paranormal stories. And I just want to thank Carl and Dennis Wilson for just loving me. They really love me. Those are some angels that love my life. They are constantly giving me messages that they're around, and that they're here and they're supporting me. So thank you. So I encourage you to call in. Call in. 855-915-9636. Call it up. I'm here every Tuesday. It's going to be good. Everything, this is coming along. Feeling good. Feeling the healing so far. And I hope you are too. So tune in if you haven't. And like I said, the readings will not be on the Facebook Live as usual because I don't have a cord to connect to the sound. But like I said, it's on live radio and it's live streaming. So it's there. and so hear it there. But please call in. Whenever you want, whenever you get a chance, I'm here. I'm totally here. I'm totally having a blast. I'm totally having a ball. And I love you guys. So love, peace, and chicken grease. Nanu, nanu, all that great alien stuff. We really love you. We love you here. And I'm going to play some. We got Shut Down. We got Spirit of America. We got Our Car Club. Yes. No Go Showboat. Young Man Is Gone. Here on WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in. Stick around. Love you guys.
It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, a fuel injected stingray in a 413. We're revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Declining numbers at an even rate. At the count of one, we both accelerate. My stingray is like the slicks are starting to spin. But the 413's really digging in.
Gotta be cool now.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, here with the Boston Medium on Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo-wee! We still got an hour and 5 minutes left of magical, magical fun. I hope you're having fun. I'm having fun. We're about to get into the summer. We are about to get into that summer. Woo! All right. Love you guys. I wonder how much I can say I love you. I love you. I love you to all of you on the air in the next hour. It's good. It actually feels good. You know, if you say I love you, it's very therapeutic. Like when you give people hugs and say I love you, it really creates good energy and a good atmosphere and brings a lot of magic into your life. So I always have to be reminded about that. I like that. I feel like Spirit's directing me to throw the I love yous in there. I love you. And the Beach Boys love you too. Here we go with The Young Man Is Gone. And we got Custom Machine. I Get Around All Summer Long. Hushabye and Little Honda coming up for you here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo!
Told is true, for he died just as he lived. For this daring young star met his death while in his car. No one knows the reason why. Screaming tire, flashing fire. This young star, oh, how could they let him die? Still a young man is gone, yet his legend lingers on, for he died without a cause. As the